for tapes of end time meetings, deliverance services, or Lake Hamilton Bible Campground's publication, Voices from His Excellent Glory, Declaring the Kingdom, writes Post Office Box 21516, Hot Springs National Park, Arkansas, zip 71903.
Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are hundreds of free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home.
Friday afternoon, March the 29th, 1991. Passover weekend teaching and deliverance camp meeting being held at Lake Hamilton Bible Campgrounds, Hot Springs National Park, Arkansas. Glenn and Irma Miller are the speakers of the afternoon. This is two of the Friday afternoon service of March the 29th, 1990 at Lake Hamilton Bible Campgrounds, Hot Springs National Park, Arkansas. Incest by Judah. And the twins were born to his daughter-in-law. And God said it carried a 10-generation curse. So God could not give a cake, so David's father could not have been king of Israel, because he still was under the curse. And there wasn't any way given to break the curse yet. But we live now under grace. And God has provided a way for us to come out from under the curse so we don't have to bear the curse. See? But God keeps his word. God doesn't break his word. So that's why David couldn't be king yet. But David was the man after God's own heart. He was the man who was to be king. But the children of Israel were so rebellious, just as we've all been. We've rebelled against God, and God allows us to get these, and we get into all these problems, and then we cry for help and want out from under them. We've got to go back to the source and get rid of the source. Then we can come out from underneath the problem. So David, you go back and figure it up. David is the 11th person in the lineage of Judah. He is the 11th ancestral. So his father could not be king. Well, anyway, where do we come to now? How do we get out from under it? What has happened that we can come out from underneath the curse, that the curse can be broken off of us? John 3:16, it says, "For God so loved the world that whosoever believeth in him," what did it say? It said, "For God so loved the world." And it said, "But whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life." So just because God loved the world and gave his son, the world's not saved. We know that. Don't have to look at all to know that. You have to believe. You have to accept. You have to make Jesus, allow Jesus to become Lord of your life. The same is true with the curses. When you got saved, except by the sovereignty of God, the curses of your ancestral heritage are still there, unless they've been broken. Now, God is sovereign, and as I mentioned, many of the curses God are gone. There's deliverance through praise and worship. There's deliverance in prayer. There's deliverance in reading the Word. And there's deliverance in saying, "In the name of Jesus, I command you, devil, to come out." There's many ways of deliverance. And also God's sovereign with the curses. But the majority of the time, we have to break the curse. What is our authority? It is written. Galatians 3:13 says that Jesus became a curse so I don't have to bear the curse. So David couldn't come out. David's ancestral heritage could not come out from underneath the curse, because Jesus hadn't became the curse yet. And there was no way to break the curse except by God's sovereignty until after Jesus hung on the tree and rose from the grave. Up from the grave he arose, triumphant over the devil and sin. And it is written that Jesus became the curse so I don't have to bear it. And that's the authority that we have today, to come out from underneath the curses of our ancestral heritage and our own. The authority that we have to break the dominion of Satan and take his rights away and set the captives free. And we're going to do that this afternoon yet. Amen.
This is called the Everlasting Gospel here. It starts early in the morning and goes all day. Can you hear me back there, or do I need more volume? Can you hear back there? Matthew 6. Lord, I thank you for your word. Lord, I praise you for the anointing that destroys the yoke. Not only breaks it, it destroys it. And I thank you, Lord, this afternoon for the anointing to flow over this congregation. Lord, we know there are so many needs here. And help us, Lord, to listen to your word and abide by your word and abide in you. Lord, we want you to abide in us. We want you to come near this afternoon. I thank you, Lord. I praise you, Jesus. I praise you, Jesus. Chapter 6 of Matthew. The title of my section will be Forgive, Believe, and Be Healed. Forgive, that's pretty simple, we all think. Believe and be healed. Now, I'm going to start with about the 10th verse. There's an awful lot of talk nowadays about the kingdom of God. Some people fight it. They think it's some new doctrine. Well, Jesus was giving it out here, right? And he told us to pray, "Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation." And here's the deliverance prayer. "But deliver us from evil." We've all said this in Sunday school days, haven't we? And yet we fight deliverance. Many people fight deliverance. It's so biblical. We prayed it. Now he's answering like the Catholics prayed. "Come, Holy Spirit." And he's coming. He's coming to them. He's been coming to them for several years now. "For if we forgive men their trespasses, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. But if you forgive not men their trespasses, neither will your Father forgive your trespasses." You say, "What do you mean? What do you mean?" It says right here that God won't forgive us if we don't forgive. Is that what it says? We have all these theologians sitting up here. That's what it says. He will not. Now let's go to Matthew 18. Matthew 18. There's so many scriptures on forgiveness, but we don't have time this afternoon to take them up, or unforgiveness. This is about this unjust servant that would not forgive. His Lord forgave him, but then he would not forgive. And 33, verse 33 of 18th chapter. "Shouldest not thou also have had compassion on thy fellow servant, even as I had pity on thee? And his Lord was wroth and delivered him to the tormentors, till he should pay all that was due unto him." Now listen to this. Let this penetrate into your mind. "So likewise shall my heavenly Father do also unto you, if ye from your heart forgive not everyone his brother their trespasses." I want you to meditate on that a little bit. That is saying, if we don't forgive, the Father in heaven will not forgive us. Is that what it says? And then he says, he's going to turn the tormentors loose on us. That's nothing but these evil spirits, these distressing diseases, all these things that thwart our Christian walk. Now, I had a real visual aid of this. Now, we've taught about unforgiveness for a long, long time, and we try to forgive everybody that hurts us. About, I think, 3 years ago, I fell through the spiral stairway. I didn't fall head first. I fell off of the back of the stairs and went all the way down on my left leg, clear to my groin, but I was holding on. Otherwise, if I hadn't held on, I'd have probably torn my leg off, somersaulting down those spiral steps. Well, I limped. Every preacher that came here prayed for me. And I, brother, and I could hardly get up on this platform. I hurt. My leg hurt. And it was on the outside. Some doctor was here. If a doctor was here that knew about these muscles, I suppose Doctor Noel knows about it. But all down this outside of my leg, all the way down, it was like a sciatica nerve, but it wasn't a sciatica. It's some other nerve. I don't know the name of it. And the muscle, it was so injured. And I limped around. And when I get home at night, I come to work every day, but when I'd go home at night, my foot would be ice cold, and I'd rub it and then rub it and then rub it. I had no circulation in my foot. And I went to the chiropractor, and you know how they snap you around, and it really helped a little bit, but I didn't get well. So we went to Phoenix, and there's an elderly man there that has helped us and taught us more about deliverance. He learned about deliverance at Haight Asbury District in that terrible, terrible atmosphere of evil spirits. He was a minister. And they sent him to Teen Challenge to try and pray for these kids in these terrible, terrible demonic spells. And there he learned about deliverance. And he has taught us many things. We met him in 1967, I believe, in Miami, Florida. And so we stopped to visit him. And he used to come here a lot when he's younger. Now he's about 90 years old. But he still prays. He's a seer in the spirit. He has learned a lot. And he's got much of his teaching from the Lord by fasting and praying and waiting on the Lord. It pays to fast, you know. Our bodies hate that. Nobody likes to hear about fasting, but we really need to do that. It opens up channels in us to receive from the Lord. Well, so we walk in. He says, "Well, my dear, what do you want the Lord to do for you today?" I said, "Oh, my leg, it's killing me." And he said, "Well, let me ask the Lord, what is this, Lord?" And he just talked to the Lord like he's right here, and he is right here. You know, he said, "Now, Lord, what is this?" what's the matter with Irma's leg? He said, oh, yes. Oh, my dear, you're going to have to repent. I said, all right, what is it? You know, sometimes we're the last people to catch on to what is wrong with us. He says, you haven't forgiven somebody that's hurt you real bad, but you think you have. So I said, okay. And now when he leads you in a repentance prayer, you're going to know it. I mean, it's not, you make a decision, honey, now to forgive. Nope, not like that. He led me and he prayed. I was praying after him and he prayed and he prayed and he prayed and he prayed. And then finally he said, now the Lord's forgiven you. He took one look at that demon on my leg. He said, there's a serpent wrapped around your leg so tight that you have no circulation. I hadn't told him I didn't have any circulation in my foot. I never really realized what it was, really. And he just looked at that serpent. He said, get off of her now in the name of Jesus. You have no more rights in her. She has forgiven, and you have to go. And it left, and I was totally healed immediately. Can it be, I want you to meditate on this a little while, can it be that all the sickness, not all of it, but maybe a lot of it in the body of Christ is from unforgiveness? I want you to think about that. I saw Jack Hayford once at a full gospel convention in Phoenix. There was over 1,000 people there. And he said, I want everyone that is sick, row by row, that's sick or in pain, to stand up and come around and march across the platform. Everybody, you know, by then it looked like almost everybody went. And he said, he didn't touch them. He didn't pray for them. He didn't say anything. He just told them to go on, march on. They all went back. Round and round. It took a long time, and everybody was there wondering, well, what is he going to do? He said, I wanted to see if it's really as bad as the Lord was showing me about God's people being sick. Are you with me?
Yeah.
Do you believe we need to pray and ask the Lord to forgive us for not forgiving others that has hurt us? It says right here that the Lord won't hear us. So, you know, and that's the God of love, and he is a God of love, but he we're not playing church anymore, church. We're not playing church. We're coming down to where Dick says we're going toward that hundredfold. You know, we've come through the 30, hopefully we have, and we've come through the 60. Now we're going upward to Zion. But we're going to have to tediously. Now, Jesus had to overcome every single thing that come at him, didn't he? Are we any different? No, we're not any different. We're going to have to tediously turn over all these things and genuinely repent. I'm not going to labor this anymore, but we'll come back to it, because how many feel you do need some deliverance of holding grudges against people? Let's be honest. Just put up your hands. That's good. That's wonderful. Be honest. Everybody that's got pain in your body this afternoon, you don't have to go away from here with pain. You don't have to go away from here hurting. You don't have to go away from here with a tumor. You can be healed. Okay, now we're going to talk about the next spirit. You know, I said forgive, believe, and be healed. Now, there is a spirit of unbelief, and we're going to go to Matthew again. These are the words of Jesus. You know, sometimes they say, well, you always talk about the Old Testament. Well, we're in the New Testament right now, so you that believe only in the New Testament, we'll go to the New Testament. Matthew 13 and 58. And this is Jesus, the very last verse of Matthew 13. This is Jesus, and it says, he did not many mighty works there, because of their unbelief. The people of God, I believe that. Well, if all things were possible, if we would believe, so we got a snag in there somewhere, because all things are not possible to us right now. Is it? But if thou canst believe, all things are possible. So we've got to look at what's causing this impossibility. All right, let's go to Matthew 17 and 20. Jesus said unto them, talking to the disciples, they had a big consternation here. He said, because of your unbelief, they said, why couldn't we cast this devil out? And he said, because of your unbelief. For verily I say unto you, if you have faith as a grain of mustard seed, ye shall say unto this mountain, remove hence to yonder place, and it shall be removed. And nothing shall be impossible unto you. Howbeit, this kind goeth not out, but by prayer and fasting. So there it is again, prayer and fasting. You might think about fasting one day a week. It's really good for your body. And you can bring your body into discipline, so when it comes the day you're going to fast, it won't even nag you to eat. It'll just be a way of life with you, a fasted life. Do you believe that?
Amen.
Okay. How about Mark 6 and 6? It's somewhat the same the second confirmation. Let's go to the fifth verse. Jesus could do no mighty works save that he laid his hands upon a few sick folk and healed them. And he marveled because of their unbelief, and he went around about the villages teaching. Okay, Jesus couldn't even get through because the unbelief was coming so strong that he could not get through. He just laid his hands on a few people and prayed, and they were healed. Okay, let's go now to Hebrews. I want to hurry this. I don't want to wear you out because these ladies back here is making you a nice turkey dinner. Hebrews 3 and 12. We're talking about fasting. This is not a day to fast. We did that yesterday. But you can fast any day. Take heed, brethren, lest there be in any of you. Now, this is a scary verse. Take heed, brethren, lest there be in any of you an evil heart of unbelief in departing from the living God. You realize that unbelief causes you to have an evil heart? Did you realize that, Brother Moody?
Something to think about.
It sure is. We want to get rid of every little speck of unbelief, don't we? I want to get it out of me. I wish we could all get delivered today, all at once, everybody, and get it over with. You know, I'm the type of, let's get this show on the road and let's do it. But the Lord says, you don't tell me what to do. I will drive them out little by little. We couldn't stand it. If right now he put on the film up here a picture of everything that's in our hearts, we probably would all keel over dead, wouldn't we? But he's gradually, the Holy Ghost will gradually prick us to change. Now, we were in Evangelistic Temple, you know where that is, with Brother Prince, and I was taking care of his books and tapes, being a nice little girl and not doing anything strange. I was back in the foyer, and they were going to have some very high-class architects and interior decorators, and they were going to take Brother Prince out to lunch. So he told us, now, we're not going to have a deliverance service this morning like we have been every day this week. We're going to have... I'm going to teach on prophecy from the Old Testament. So we said, okay. And I was back in this foyer, and the meeting was over, and most everybody had left. And I heard this woman scream, a blood-curdling scream. Well, it really wasn't her. It was a demon screaming out of her. But I opened those floppy doors, and I looked in, and I didn't see anybody that looked like they were screaming. But I saw Brother Prince and the pastor and these architects all go out the side door, and they were going to lunch. So I came back in, minding my own business and taking care of the tape orders. And a lady came out that had been to the cancer clinic and was going home, and we were going to go home the next day, and she began to cry. I just looked at her, and I said, oh, come on, don't let that spirit of grief take you over. And a lady had walked up. I hadn't even noticed her, but she had walked up. She had on a white ensemble. That was way back in 1969 when polyester first came out. It was a beautiful white dress with a long coat over it, and she looked stunning. She was an oil man's wife, I found out later. And she screeched, she don't have a spirit of grief. And she screamed again, that same blood curdling scream, fell under my table. Well, you either do something. Now, always before, we always did what other Brother Prince was teaching us. Anything he told us to do, we'd pray, you know, as long as he was right beside us. But now that's 1969, you know. And so I thought, well, what are we going to do? There was another lady there. In fact, she was a Greek Orthodox preacher's wife. You know, he wore the collar backwards and all this. And she was there, and she said, well, let's pray for deliverance for this lady. So I said, okay. So we get out on the floor under my table, and we begin to pray. She was kicking her legs, tearing her clothes off. She had diamonds this big on every finger, and she was throwing it on that stone floor. And really, the demons was really having a heyday with her. So we just kept on praying. Well, they'd had a hold up the night before in the church, and all of a sudden she got real quiet, which was of God, if I've ever seen anything be of God, because a policeman walked through and the choir director. And he said, oh, should we call an ambulance? And the choir director says, oh, I don't think so. I believe she's just fainted. And these girls will take care of her. Oh, did I thank the Lord for her being quiet at that moment, or we'd have probably all been carried off to downtown. So they went on. And we began to pray again. The minute we started saying, "You come out, you devil, in the name of Jesus," why, it started talking to us. It said, "I'm not coming out." Well, I don't like to have the devil tell me that. That really makes me angry. It makes me more angry now. But we kept praying. And then a preacher came back. He had gone by and seen sort of this going on and walked right on and drove down the freeway. And he come back. He said, "The Lord told me to come back." So he gets down and he prays a while. And no, we couldn't get that thing out. So he left. Well, another lady came. Then we all began to pray in tongues. And, you know, you've got to persevere. This is a battle. What do you need with an armor every day? Putting it on. You know, we had all this teaching about putting on the whole armor every morning if you're not going to war. So we kept on praying, and we started praying in tongues. I mean, we were praying really serious in tongues. And all of a sudden, right out of my mouth came these words. "We don't know your name, but the Holy Ghost knows your name. Now, in the name of Jesus, give us your name." It said, "My name is unbelief. I kill the Christians." So, and it really made your hair stand up on your arms, you know. "I kill the Christians. My name is unbelief." It said, "I kill more Christians every day than death gets, because I won't let them believe they're healed." I have seen people healed way back in Brother Roberts' meetings. I've seen them healed in Catherine Kuhlman meetings, all the great healing ministries through in the 40s and the 50s. And then I know the people. I know they were healed. They'd be healed about 3 days, and then they'd lose their healing. Have you ever seen that?
Yeah.
Yes. It's the spirit of unbelief. The minute that devil is gone, he gets his friends, and they come back, and they start throwing doubts to us. You weren't real healed. You really aren't healed because you've got symptoms now, and you're going to get sick again, and arthritis in your knees coming back, and so on and so forth. Well, then the spirit got more angry, and it said, "I've been here since she's 4 years old, and I'm not coming out." Well, I was determined he was coming out. I didn't know how soon. I was hoping Brother Press would get back from lunch. But finally, it came out, and she sat up. And I asked her, "What in the world happened to you when you were 4 years old?" She said, "A mad dog came in the yard. My mother grabbed my brother and I and just threw us in the house and got a gun and shot the dog." And she said, "It came in. I was so fearful." See, it came in with fear. And she had it since she was 4 years old, and she must have been about 40 at the time. Every time I've ever seen her since, she comes up and hugs us because she was so... You know, there's a lot of people can't even believe they're saved. We have people come here all the time, and they can't even believe that God loves them. It's a terrible spirit of unbelief, and it has torment. Well, we're going to pray. How many believe you need some prayer about unbelief? Yes. Now, Glenn went to Deuteronomy 28. Now, these catastrophic illnesses that cannot be healed. Now, those are all curses put on because of disobedience. If you go back there and you read that carefully, the Lord put this on. I'm not going to labor this long, but you need to go over it again. Go over it and read this, all these things. It starts out, well, one thing is TB and fever. Consumption is TB. Inflammations. Extreme burnings, mildew is even a curse. And it's all, up at the top it says, obedience is blessed, curses on disobedience, curses pronounced on disobedience. And every one of them, it says, the Lord did it. Does it? Is that what it says? And let's go down to the next set of diseases, the botch. Now, I imagine Dick Mills can probably give us a long dissertation on this botch. But some people says it's cancer. Some people says it's incurable sores. And what do you think?
Everything with the skin.
The skin.
Disorder.
Skin disorder. Okay.
Acne.
Eczema. Psoriasis. Yeah. Okay. And the next one is hemorrhoids. Now, that's hemorrhoids. And with the scab, I have seen people covered from head to toe with scabs. And they're just scratching. And with the itch. I don't know if that's a seven-year itch. Or what it is, but it says thou canst not be healed. Is that what it says? It says the Lord shall smite thee. The Lord. That's scary, isn't that scary? The Lord shall smite thee with madness. That's insanity. Now we think of somebody getting mad, that's one thing. But it's really insanity this is talking about. And blindness. And astonishment of heart. What's that? Heart trouble. Fear. From fear. Astonishment means sudden fear. Let's go on down. Talking about getting you a wife and another man lies with her. We have plenty of that these days, don't we? It's so promiscuous that it seems like it's all just a way of life. It's okay. It isn't okay. It isn't okay to commit adultery. Your sons and your daughters shall be given to other people, and thine eyes shall look and fail with longing for them all the day long, and there shall be no might in thine hand, no strength. And it goes on and on and on. But we're going to start to pray, and we're going to do some repenting. Now, I don't mean just, Lord, I'm sorry. Forgive me. We're going to do some real repentance. Is that all right?
Yes.
Is that all right? Yes. Glenn said a while ago, now he gets up here and steals some of my lines. I've always said repentance is not out of style. He learned that from me.
Have you forgiven him?
Yeah. What?
Have you forgiven him?
I hope so. Well, I've had 50 years of him. Well, 51, because we went together for about a year. So praise the Lord for marriage. And, you know, who is this man that was here? The man from Minnesota, your friend?
Lee
Nystrom. He said, we've been married so-and-so and so-and-so. No, we've never thought of divorce, but murder, yes. Well, you know, the Lord wants to help us. How many really came here for help? I want to see your hands. I want you, ministers, look at this. Look at this. Now, put your hands down. I want you to raise your hands. Everybody that's never been here before. Look at this. Look at this. Every convention, we have many, many people that have never been here before. And they hear about this place in the most strangest ways. They find one of the magazines in a phone booth. You know, these little missionaries passing out tracts and they hear about it. One lady called one day, and she was in her highest glee because she needed help so bad. She lived in Kansas. And she called, and she said, I was in the post office getting my mail, and another man from our church, a very good Christian man, he was getting his mail, and he pulled his mail out, and he looked at it, and he let out a swear word and threw something in the wastebasket. So she said, I fooled around with my mail till he left, and I went over there and looked in there to see what it was. And it was one of our magazines. So you see, the Lord has, if he wants you to know somebody or see somebody or talk with somebody or witness to somebody, he's going to open up the door, isn't he? And you'll be led by the Spirit. We all need to be led by the Spirit more and more and more. Then we'll get over there, that 100-fold, where we belong, where we've been striving for all these years. Let's repent. Praise you, Lord. Praise you, Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Just look to the Lord now. It's Jesus that's going to forgive us. It's Jesus that's going to set us free. It's Jesus that wants to heal us. It's Jesus that wants to bring us into peace and rest. Now let's pray. Dear Father, we come in the name of Jesus. Lord, we're here for help. We're here for you to change us. We're here for you to forgive us. We're here for you to cleanse us and wash us by your precious blood. Lord, we thank you for your precious blood. We thank you, Lord, that you've called us to walk with you. And we want to be obedient. We don't want to be disobedient. Lord, forgive us for every time, in any form, or any way, even ignorance, that we've disobeyed your word. Lord, we're hearing the truth. We're hearing it today. We are learners. We want to be your disciples so we can help others. Forgive us, Lord Jesus, for not forgiving others, for carrying grudges, for holding long time things against other people, for even cursing other people by the words that we say. Lord, we need your blood to wash our hearts, to wash our minds, to wash our subconscious mind. Lord, I thank you that you're hearing our prayers and forgiving us, because we're forgiving everybody that's ever hurt us. Lord, your word says that you will curse those that curse us, that vengeance is yours, and we don't have to do any cursing others, because you're going to take care of it. We're not going to think harshly of other people that has hurt us, because you're going to take care of them. It is not our business to take care of them. Lord, we ask you to forgive us for not believing your word, for just skimming over the good things, Lord, and ignoring those things that are maybe hard sayings for us, but that you've told us to do it. Lord, in many things we've been ignorant, and we have sinned ignorantly. We're sorry. We want to turn from our wicked ways. We want you to change us and cleanse us and wash us and heal us. Lord, we are believers. Help thou our unbelief. Lord, there's many cases of sickness that need healing. They're in here today. There are tumors in here today, and cancers, and arthritis, and bursitis, and nerve trouble, insanity, schizophrenia, consumption, lung problems, throat problems, and this virus that has plagued so many. Lord, you're here to heal us today. Wash us. Cleanse us. Help us. Lord, it is you that's going to drive out these enemies. We ask you, Lord, today to drive these enemies away. Your word says, whosoever calleth on the name of the Lord shall be delivered. We're calling on you now, Lord. Deliver us from all evil. Take this evil out of us. Cleanse our blood. Lord, in the book of Joel, in that very last verse, that you're cleansing our blood that has not been cleansed. All these things we've inherited. Weakness for certain diseases, for heart trouble, for diabetes. Lord, you say that you're going to cleanse our blood. And we thank you right now that you're cleansing us now. We praise you, Jesus. We praise you, Jesus. We thank you, Lord, for healing us of headaches and blindness and heart and ear trouble and slothfulness. That's what the Holy Spirit's saying, slothfulness. Lord, we've been sloppy with your word. Lord, I thank you right now that you're going to deliver us. Now, evil spirits come in, much like the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit comes as a rushing mighty wind into us. And the evil spirits come too. We don't even know. Of course, if we're born with them or 2 or 3 years old, how would we know what we have? We think that's just a way of life, don't we? That's just the way we are. That's the way the Lord made us. Uh-uh. He made us to be clean and pure. And we thank you right now, Lord Jesus, for what you're going to do. Now, Glenn's going to come. We're going to break curses. And you're not going to get scared. You're going to get mad and fight the devil and hate all these things that's in you. Don't tolerate them another day.
Father, I come as a priest and stand in behalf of myself and all these people this afternoon. I take dominion and authority over every evil spirit. I bind them to the day of judgment and ask him, thank you for the angels of the Lord that are here to take them until you judge them, Jesus, at the day of judgment. I thank you for the authority you've given us to do this. Your word says that you've gone and sat down at the right hand of the Father until your enemies are put under your feet. We've come today, Father, to put some of your enemies under our feet and under your feet. I take dominion over these demon spirits, familiar spirits of disease and sickness, and I bind them to the day of judgment. break their assignment over us today, and I loose us from it in Jesus' name. And Father, your word says it is written that Jesus became a curse so we don't have to bear the curses. So, and Galatians 3:13 says that Jesus became that curse. So on the authority of that, I come against the curses of our ancestral heritage. I break the dominion of it over us in Jesus' name and put the blood of the Lord Jesus to cleanse and to separate between the sins of our ancestors and us today. And I put the blood of Jesus, devil, to separate. I bind the familiar spirits, break their assignment, take their rights away. I go back for 30 generations in the ancestral heritage of those present that shall hear my voice. And I break your assignment, take your rights away, and I loose us from it in the name of the Lord Jesus. Now come out of these people. I set them free in Jesus' name. I break your assignment, devil. I loose these people from it and myself in the name of Jesus from your assignments, and I command you to come out. I break your assignment. Come out in the name of Jesus. Come out in Jesus' name. Come out. Come out in the name of Jesus. Come out. Come out. Hatred, unbelief. Come out in Jesus' name. Unforgiveness. Come out in Jesus' name. I break your assignment over in unbelief. Inability to believe the Word of God. I break the assignment over us in Jesus' name. Loose us. Loose these people's minds. Loose them in Jesus' name. Come out in the name of the Lord Jesus. Come out. Come out. I come against the incest and sexual sins. The curse of the bastard. I break the curse of it. I loose us from it that it can't come down the family line. I come against it in our children and our grandchildren. I break the curse of it over us in Jesus' name. I break the curse of incest. I break the curse of the bastard. I break the curse of adultery and fornication. I break the curse of it in Jesus' name. The curse of incest. I break it in Jesus' name. I come against the curse of fornication. I break the dominion. I come against the curse of divorce. I break it over these people. I loose us from it in the name of the Lord Jesus. I break his dominion in Jesus' name. Loose us. Come out. All the sexual sins. I bind and break their assignment over us in Jesus' name. Loose us from it. Homosexuality. I bind the power and the curse of homosexuality. I break it over anyone here who Satan has a right in that area. I come against the spirit of lesbianism. I break the curse of lesbianism. I bind you, foul spirit. Bestiality. I come against the curse of bestiality. I break the assignment over these people. Come out in the name of Jesus. Come out. I break the curse of it for 30 generations back. I loose us from it in Jesus' name. The curse of the occult. I come against the powers of voodoo and witchcraft, the curse of the occult, worshiping other gods, having other gods. I break the dominion of it in Jesus' name over these people. Come out of them in Jesus' name. Spirit of idolatry and rebellion and stubbornness, come out in the name of Jesus. Spirit of idolatry, I break your assignment over these people. Come out. I break your assignment. Necromancing, praying to the dead. I come against that in Jesus' name. Praying to idols and bowing to idols. I break the curse of it in Jesus' name. The spirit of Catholicism. I come against the spirit of Catholicism. I break the dominion of it over these people. Come out of them in Jesus' name. Listen, come out. I break the curse of it in Jesus' name. Praying to saints. I break the dominion of it. Fear of the nuns. Fear of the Pope. Fear of the priest. I break that over them in Jesus' name. Spirits of fear. Phobias of fear. I break your assignment in Jesus' name. Fear of flying. Fear of high places. Fear of walking under. Do not pray in tongues while we're praying for you. All you do is just agree with us and breathe these things out in Jesus' name. When you pray in tongues or say Jesus, all you do is block the spirit. It can't pass by the name of Jesus. You've locked it in. Well, I break the curses over us now in Jesus' name. Come out of these people. Come out. I break your assignment against them. Come out in the name of the Lord Jesus. Loose us. Loose us and come out in Jesus' name. Come on out. Come on. Take a deep breath. Get rid of it. Curse it. Hate it. Hate it in Jesus' name. Hate it. Hate the sin of incest. Hate the sin of adultery. Hate the sin of fornication. Hate it in Jesus' name. Come out. Hate the sin of lesbianism and homosexuality, bestiality, bowing to other gods, the powers of the occult. I come against the powers of the occult. I break the powers of the occult over these people. I come against it in Jesus' name. Bowing to heathen gods and Eastern religions. I come against the spirits of Eastern religions in Jesus' name. Reading of Eastern and studying Eastern religions. I break that curse over us in Jesus' name. ESP. I come against that in Jesus' name. I break the curse of it in Jesus' name. Come out. Come out in the name of the Lord. Fortune telling, tea leaf reading, Ouija boards. I break the curses of it over us in Jesus' name. I break the dominion over those present that's ever been involved in these areas. I break the dominion of it. Come out in the name of Jesus. Come out. Come out. I break your assignment. Come on out in Jesus' name. I bind you to the day of judgment. Come out in the name of the Lord. Loose these people. Come out in Jesus' name. I break your assignment. I take authority over you. I take the dominion in the name of the Lord Jesus. In Jesus' name.
Many people cannot forgive themselves. They've done things that they just can't forgive themselves. You have to forgive yourself too.
Mm-hmm.
Let's come against that.
Yes.
Unforgiveness against yourself. You will forgive yourself. How many need that? Yes.
Yes,
lying and deceiving, but unable to forgive yourself. Jesus has forgiven you now. You forgive yourself because you're a part of all others, see? Now let that come out. Read them out. Get with it. I mean, this is a delivery room now. When you're in a delivery room, they're always telling you to bear down. Jesus said, cast out. That means vomit, give a quick breath, and breathe out. Let's let them go in Jesus' name. That's right. Come on out.
Having a hatred against God.
Yes.
Not being able, some people have hatred against God. I come against that spirit. I break the curse of it over you in Jesus' name. Having hatred against God, I rebuke it in Jesus' name. I loose the anyone who has that problem. I loose them from it in the name of Jesus. I loose them from that foul spirit in Jesus' name. Break the dominion of it in Jesus' name.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Embarrassment.
Yes. In Jesus' name. Break it in Jesus' name. Come out. Come out in Jesus' name. I come against rock music.
Rock
music. I come against it in the name of Jesus.
Yes.
I break the curse of rock music.
Yes.
I break the curse of so-called Christian rock music.
Yes.
I break the dominion of it in Jesus' name. I loose us from it in the name of the Lord in Jesus' name. I break the curse of it in Jesus' name. Those who have wished against somebody evil for something that they've done, that have wished evil against them instead of good, I break that curse off of you. You have no right to wish somebody evil. You are to only wish them good. I break any curse over anybody that has done that. I loose them from it in the name of Jesus. Break the dominion of it over them in Jesus' name. I set you free from it this afternoon in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. I come against spirit of anger and rage. I break the curse of anger and rage. Mad fits. I come against the spirit of anger and rage and mad fits. You demon of anger and rage. I bind and break your dominion over these people in the name of Jesus. Come out of them in Jesus' name. Break the dominion of it. Come out in the name of Jesus. I loose them from it in Jesus' name. I break the curse of it in Jesus' name. I thank you for it, Father. I praise you for it. I thank you for it in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Jesus. I'm trying to think of judo. Spirit of judo and all that goes with it. I break those curses in Jesus' name. I loose you from it in Jesus' name. Praise you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Did you want me to call something? Okay. Praise you, Jesus. I come against alcohol and drugs, addictions. I come against addictions to drugs. I break the curses of it over us in Jesus' name. Come against the curse of alcohol. Break the ancestral heritage of alcohol from your ancestors. I break the curse of it in Jesus' name. I break the curse of blasphemy. Spirit of blasphemy. You devil that torments people's minds with blasphemous thoughts. I bind and break your assignment in Jesus' name. You spirits that torment people with thoughts of pornography. I come against the spirits of pornography. I break your assignment in Jesus' name over your mind. I loose your mind from a spirit of pornography. I break your assignment in Jesus' name. Come out. Come out in the name of Jesus. I loose our mind. I put the blood to cleanse and wash the subconscious of our minds. The blood of the Lord Jesus to cleanse the subconscious of your mind. I take these Satan's rights away out of your mind. The tormenting spirits. I break the curse of the tormenting spirits in Jesus' name. A spirit of blasphemy. I break that curse in Jesus' name. Blasphemous thoughts. I loose us from it in Jesus' name. Spirit of lust. I come against the spirit of lust, both in men and women. I break the curse of it in Jesus' name. Sexual lust. Lust for food. I break the spirits of lust in whatever relationship. I break the curse of it in Jesus' name. Come out. Come out, spirits of lust. I break your assignment in the name of Jesus. I loose us from it in Jesus' name. Break it over us in Jesus' name. Now I come against the familiar spirits of disease. come against the familiar spirits that come down the family line of heart trouble, of sugar diabetes, kidney problems, of bladder problems, of liver problems, of problems in the intestines or in the bowels that have been inherited down the family line, in your blood diseases. I come against them in the name of the Lord Jesus. Mental problems that's come down the family line. I come against mental problems in the name of Jesus. You familiar spirits of disease, I bind and break your assignment over God's people. I loose them today in the name of Jesus. I bind you foul spirits of infirmity. I break your assignment over God's people. Come out in Jesus' name. Heart trouble, heart diseases, blood diseases, mental problems. I come against mental problems, schizophrenia. I bind and break your assignment over God's people. Come out of them in Jesus' name. I loose them from it in the name of the Lord. Come out in the name of Jesus. I put the blood of Jesus to cleanse and to wash. I break your assignment in Jesus' name. Come out in Jesus' name. I bind and break your assignment in the name of the Lord Jesus. Come out. I set the captives free today in Jesus' name. Come out in the name of Jesus. And Father, I thank you for the angels of the Lord here. I thank you for the angels, Lord, to bind these spirits and to take them till Jesus shall judgment the day of judgment. And we bind them. We pull down the principalities and powers that's been assigned over us. I break the assignment of the principalities and powers assigned over us, and I loose us from them. I bind them and pull them down today and put them underfoot in the name of Jesus. So break their assignment over us in Jesus' name. Spirits of infirmity, I break your assignment in the name of Jesus. I loose us from it today in Jesus' name. Praise your Father. Praise your Jesus. Deaf and dumb spirits. That won't help let us retain the word of the Lord. Won't let us understand the word of the Lord. I come against deaf and dumb spirits that keep us from retaining the word of the Lord. That keep us from remembering the word of the Lord. I bind and break your assignment against us. We will remember the word of the Lord. In Jesus' name. Thank you, Father. Praise you, Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Praise you, Lord Jesus. Praise you, Jesus. Father, I come against the spirit of untimely death. Yeah. I come against the spirit of premature death. Yeah. You foul spirit that's been assigned to us to keep us from achieving that which the Lord has allotted to us, I take authority over you and I bind you in the name of Jesus. Spirit of death, spirit of premature death, I bind and break your assignment today over every one of us in Jesus' name. Curse of death, I rebuke you. I break your assignment in Jesus' name. Come out of us in Jesus' name. We will live to our allotted time in Jesus' name. I take your assignment away. I break your assignment and I loose us from it in Jesus' name. Untimely death, spirit of death, I break your assignment and loose every one of us from it in the name of Jesus. Thank you for it, Father. I praise you for it in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Yes, we come against the spirit of Alzheimer's.
And
we
break forgetfulness.
And forgetfulness. Spirit of forgetfulness. Yes. Spirit of Alzheimer's. The Lord rebuke you.
Yes.
I rebuke you. I break your assignment. I loose us from it in Jesus' name. I break the assignment that you have against us. Take your rights away. And I put Galatians 3:13 that Jesus became a curse so you don't have any right to us. And I break the assignment of it in Jesus' name. Take your rights away. Put the blood of Jesus to cleanse and to wash us in Jesus' name. Thank you for it, Father. Praise you for it. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Father, I thank you for the presence of the Holy Ghost here with us, Lord. I praise you for it. Thank you for the anointing of the Holy Ghost. I praise you for it, Father. I praise you for it. Father, I thank you for the anointing that breaks the yoke and sets the captives free. I praise you for it, Father. Thank you for it. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus.
I'd like to have you all stand, and we're going to do something right now. And I want to tell you that I concur with everything that's said. That
Linda, you're going the wrong direction.
Satan has put a lot of bondages on the human race. But Jesus said, you're going to know the truth, and the truth's going to set you free. I want you to do something here. And we're going to quote the scripture three times. Here's what the Lord said to Jeremiah, behold, I loose you this day from every chain that's on your soul. We're going to put two hands here, and while they were going through the deliverance, I thought of something right in genetically in our family tree. My great-grandmother was a prophetess in Indiana. My grandmother was a prophetess in Azusa Street Pentecost. My mother prophesied from the piano. It went through the family. But another thing came genetically of spiritual pride. And it was a pharisaical thing. And that religious spirit is a deadly spirit. And boy, we have shed tears galore over the breaking of that religious spirit. And this is the verse that let me free know that even though my great-grandmother and my grandmother and my mother were gifted and anointed, but walking in spiritual pride, I didn't have to be. Hallelujah. And I want you to put your hands together like this, and I want you to name the three chains you want off of you this afternoon. Chains of poverty, you name it, chains of fear, you just name it to yourself. Chains of revenge and unforgiveness, chains of family genetics, suicidal chains, drug chains, you've been abused and you've become abusive. I can't name the chains, only you know the chains, but I want you to name the big three that you want off of you, and we're going to say it three times, and on the third time we're going to pull our hands apart and just say, I'm free at last. Hallelujah. Everybody hold your hand up this way. Name some of the chains that have been in your family for a long time. Rejection. I had it. And also spiritual pride, that religious spirit. Man, that is a deadly one. Let's name some of the chains we want to get rid of this afternoon. Fear, unbelief, lust, anger, intellectual pride. It's called intellectual snobbery. I didn't hear that one. Huh? Vagabond, the restless spirit. Name it. Disobedience. Rebellion. Let's name some of the chains we're going to get rid of this afternoon. Witchcraft and divination, necromancy, cruelty, unbelief, insanity, fear, inherited disease, criticism, jealousy, greed. Jeremiah 41:4. I want you to say where the reference is, because you're going to have to come back to that and walk in freedom. Say this, Jeremiah 40. It's Jeremiah 40, verse number 4. Say it. Jeremiah 40, verse number 4. And now, behold, I loose you this day from every chain that's on your soul. We're going to do it two more times. Now, behold, I loose you this day from every chain that's on your soul. And now, behold, I loose you this day from every chain that's on your soul. Hallelujah. Come on, clap your hands and praise the Lord. Release your heavenly language. You're free. Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there's liberty. Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there's
amen.
Hallelujah.
That's what we believe in doing. We believe in asking the Holy Ghost to come in and fill up every area that's been vacated, that the Holy Ghost will take this place. So when the Spirit comes back, you'll not find a house swept and clean, but it'll be full of the Holy Ghost. And when the Spirit comes back to torment you, you tell him, devil, the Holy Ghost lives here now. This is not your home anymore.
Right.
Tell him goodbye. They'll come back and try and torment you. But the Holy Ghost is there. In that house, and he hasn't got a home there anymore. Father, we thank you for the Holy Ghost coming and filling every area that's been vacated this afternoon and moving by the Spirit of the Lord. And we thank you for it in Jesus' name. Thank you for it, Father. Now we're going to sing a chorus. We're going to sing a chorus and praise the Lord with it. And then I'll pray for the food.
I am free, free, free. Christ has set me free. Once I was bound, now I am free, 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 free, free. Christ has set me free. Once I was lost, now I am found, I am free, I am free, I am free, I am free, free, free. Christ has set me free. Once I was lost, now I am found, I am free, I am free, I am free. What's more? I am free, free, free. Christ has set me free. Once I was lost, now I am found, I am free, I am free, I am free.
This is the end of this message. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are hundreds of free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home. Thank you.